Blog Talk Radio.
And that's it. We're in. Brendan Cunningham here for Real Estate is Cool, as far as I know. Welcome to all of our listeners out there in 716 land, some people out in Southern Ontario. Either way, we're broadcasting live all over the world, and we're going to talk about some global issues. Yes. You know, I really resisted the impulse to have politics enter into our real estate show, but it appears that we may not be able to do that. Not at least certainly this week, and maybe probably for the next year or two, since it's going to be an election year, and a lot of what goes on in real estate is directly affected by politics or the current administration. If you talk about politics, you risk losing half of your audience that doesn't necessarily support your side of the table. But here's the situation: real estate is kind of like. Or politics within the scope of real estate is kind of like COVID. Even if you didn't get COVID, it affected your life. And it affected your life dramatically one way or the other. It may have affected your employment. It may have affected your health or the health of your relatives and neighbors. It may have affected what stores you could shop at, what countries you could travel to. So right, wrong, or different, it does affect the state of our well-being, especially with respect to real estate. Now, having said that, let's consider something that everybody's talking about these days, and it's a new change in the law that implements on, we are at the end of April, so May 1st, whatever that is, whatever that date is, that's D-Day for the new law. Now, I've tried to sort this out, but within the scope of the 30-minute show, and I'm not going to be able to do it. I concede defeat on this. But if you want to call in, give us a buzz. Maybe you want to talk about it. You can call us in. You've got the number. If you're listening to us, it's 563-999-3066. But listen to me now and hear me later with respect to this law that is taking place. Real estate agents are pulling their hair out. I saw one post on one of the various blog posts that I write and submit to, and the fellow had a chart. And he says, new mortgage fee rules here, and this is what he has posted. If you have a 620 credit score, you will have a 1.75% fee cut, whatever the 1.75 fee, whatever that means. However, if you have a 740 credit score, you will have a 1% fee surcharge. And then underneath that, he says, new mortgage rules punishes those with good credit. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that is the reality. So one of the things that we've always encouraged people to do is to get their credit in line. The better your credit, the better your ability to buy a house, to be able to afford a house. And credit rules the entire real estate mortgage business. I don't say it always has, but it pretty much always has, but especially now. I mean, everyone's talking about FICO. People talk about FICO scores the way they talk about the cholesterol scores. Most people that are in a healthy state physically will kind of know what their cholesterol scores are. And it's not something that you necessarily want to ignore if you want to have a good, healthy body. So if you want to have a good, healthy financial body, you kind of keep track of your scores. Now, I have to tell you something. With respect to health, a lot of people say, well, you know, you don't want to weigh yourself every day. I weigh myself pretty much every day when I have a scale. Right now I'm traveling, so I don't have a scale that I can jump onto. But when I am around a scale, I pretty much monitor it, and I attribute my monitoring my weight every day. And what? If I went up a pound, I knew that I had to take off a pound. And I knew that I wanted to, if I wasn't watching the scale, I could go up 5 pounds because it can creep up in you really suddenly. And then all of a sudden the 5 pounds becomes 6 pounds, and then it becomes 10 pounds. And it's a lot easier to take off 1 or 2 pounds than to take off 10 pounds or 20 pounds. I'm a person who lost almost 45 pounds in the last 2 years. I did it very gradually, but I did it by watching my scores, watching my weight. And that which gets measured, that which gets observed, tends to actually happen or improve. So having said that, I looked at a bunch of articles with respect to this thing about the credit change thing. And you know what? I'm going to have to make an opinion on this and say, this is a pretty goofy thing that they're coming out with. Pretty goofy. Now, I looked at an article here, and I didn't want to make this a Biden thing versus a non-Biden thing. It's from the Washington Times. Here's the headline. Biden. Take the word Biden out there. I don't want to not be a Biden fan or you know, pro or con. But let's just say the current administration. Can we say that? Because that's a fact. Hikes payments for good credit homebuyers to subsidize high-risk mortgages. That's what it is. So this is something where, you know, we have one of our agents would say, this is sort of like Robin Hood. Well, Robin Hood, who was riding through the glen with his band of merry men, yeah, maybe he was robbing from the rich to give to the poor. Okay, I guess that's how the story went. This is not that. This is a case where they're putting their hands in the pockets of middle-class, hardworking Americans who have followed the rules, okay? They got to be middle class because they monitored their credit, they saved money, they bought real estate, and they built wealth that way. This is reaching directly into those people's pockets and giving it to people that didn't do a good job, okay? It's not about lower socioeconomics, and that's what they want to make it about. It's about, you know, these people did a good job. These people did not do such a good job for whatever reason are. Now, I had a terrible divorce a few years ago, and my credit went in the crapper, absolutely in the crapper. And you know what? In my zeal to improve it, because I knew I had to improve my credit, I did all things. Like I paid off all my credit cards, and then I was so frustrated, I stopped using my credit cards and tore them up. Well, that's actually kind of what not a good thing to do, I came to realize in spades, and it actually hurt my credit rating. So I actually had to apply for credit and purchase a few things. I had credit cards all over the place, but I pay them off. I pay them off because that's being responsible, and that gives you a good credit rating. So let's look at this article that is for good credit home buyers to subsidize high-risk mortgages. This is, as I said, it's from the Washington Times, America's newspaper. Okay. He goes on to say, it's written by Dave Boyer, Tuesday, April 18th, just last week. He says, home buyers with good credit scores will soon encounter a costly surprise, a new federal law forcing them to pay higher mortgage rates and fees to subsidize people with riskier credit ratings who are also in the market to buy houses. Okay. Whether you're in Buffalo, New York, or you're in San Francisco or Corpus Christi, Texas, this will affect you if you are looking to buy a house after May 1st or if you are looking to refinance your house, and it will affect you one way or the other. And it says the fee changes will go into effect May 1st as part of the Federal Housing Financing Agency's push for affordable housing, and this will affect mortgages originating at private banks across the country. The federally backed mortgages companies of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will enact these new loan level price adjustments. Now, mortgage industry specialists say home buyers with credit scores of 680 or higher will pay, for example, about $40 extra a month. Okay, that's really very misleading, and we'll clarify that later. And it also goes on to say home buyers who make down payments of 50% or 20% more will get socked with the largest fees. Well, we always say this, and the more money you put down, the better off you're going to be because you're borrowing less money and you're going to be paying less interest over the long haul. Here, they're actually going to be socking those people. Makes no sense to me personally. The new fees will apply only to Americans buying houses or refinancing after May 1st. We just mentioned that. Lenders and real estate agents say the changes will frustrate home buyers with high credit scores and homeowners seeking to refinance because the rule punishes them for their relatively strong financial positions. Yeah, it does. You know, we've been living in kind of an alternative reality now for a few years. You know, and I don't want to go on various rants here, but, you know, the whole gender thing, it's out of control. I mean, when you get people that they'll say there's literally 150 different genders. Well, that's fine. I'm willing to address that. Can you tell me what they are? Well, you know, after about the third one, they're done. They got nothing. I mean, maybe four or five. But if you're going to come up with these crazy theories, well, just kind of explain to me so that, you know, we can either agree or disagree. But at least this kind of makes some sense. The alternative reality that we're in is up is down, down is up, white is black is white, in is out. I mean, everything is backwards. So if you're a hardworking guy that's really done a good job, you know, to get his credit up, we're going to penalize you. In what alternative universe does that make any sense? I don't think it does, and it's got a lot of people nuts. And as I go on through this article, it says, this guy writes, the changes do not make sense. Penalizing borrowers with large down payments and credits goes, well, it's just not going to go over well. He quotes another guy, Ian Wright. He's a senior loan officer at Bay Equity Home Loans in San Francisco, the Bay Area. He told the Washington Times in his email address, it overcomplicates things for consumers during a process that can already feel overwhelming with the amount of paperwork, jargon, et cetera. And it confuses the buyer. Confusing the buyer is never a good thing. And by the way, let me tell you something. Under the best of circumstances, it's a fairly confusing process applying for a mortgage. The paperwork is or electronic paperwork that they use these days, it's mind-blowing compared to the way it used to be. When I say used to be, I'm going back a long time, even before I got into the real estate business. It used to be, it was pretty simple. You walk down to the corner bank, you saw your friend, the bank manager, and he says, hey, Joe, how's it going? You're great. He said, what's good? He said, I'm thinking about it. I said, come on, sit down. You filled out basically one page, and it had your name, rank, social security number, serial number, and, you know, where you worked, and maybe you'd ask if you're annual. And that was about it. Now, of course, they really only had one or two different kinds of mortgage programs back then. You basically had a fixed rate mortgage, and that's when the benchmark for mortgages was about 8.5%, by the way. I've liked that for years. So you had conventional fixed rate mortgages, and then you had government mortgages, FHA and VA, which came in after World War II. And that was it. So it was very simple. Now, you've got all kinds of different ways to apply for a mortgage. And then we have the whole FICO system of credit analysis, which is, you know, it changes with the weather. It's complicated. So they've already made a complicated process, and now they're going to make they're going to make it even more complicated. Oh, and now they're going to penalize people for a good job maintaining their financial picture. It doesn't make any sense. The parallel that I have to draw, and I think it's reasonable. If it's not, call me. Tell me it's not. Or write me. You can write me on my blog at brendan.husvare.realestate. That's HUSVARRE.com. Brendan.husvare.com. If you write me on my blog, or you can write me on my email, once you go on there, you'll get it. And you can say, listen, I don't agree with you. I think things that, but it reminds me of the situation that we had when, again, the current administration said that they were going to forgive student loans. And, you know, kind of sounds like a good thing. Sure. I mean, these guys got upside down on their you know, payments. They can't buy a house because they got all these student loans, which they took out, which I presume they took out because they were responsible adults. Now they say, well, I can't pay them back. And so we're going to bail you out. Okay, so it's already really hard. That's the outrage coming from the right versus the left. You know, this is not about right or left. This is about common sense. And in this particular case with the credit thing, There's no way to not say at some point you are rewarding bad behavior. You know, I mean, it's as simple as that. You're rewarding bad behavior. And a lot of people are going to vote with their feet this time around if they keep doing things like this. Oh, and there's another law that's coming out August 1st, which we're not even going to talk about because it just compounds the felony, and maybe that's not the right use in the expression here, okay? But yeah, so if you're looking to buy a house after May 1st, guess what? If you're a good, responsible adult, they're going to throw in some extra fees there. That's just what it is. And the extra fees are going to go to pay for somebody that didn't do a good job. And it reminds, and this is the worst part of this whole kind of a scenario. Absolute worst part. It reminds me of the situation in beautiful downtown Buffalo that happened, oh God, probably 20 years ago, more than that, when they introduced the train system that they had, the subway system. It's not really a subway. It goes underground for about, it seems like two blocks. I mean, it's probably a mile. The Buffalo area, oh my God, way back in 85, I heard that they had this train. The subway. I said, wow, that's great. Where did university was supposed to go way beyond the university, and they just ran out of money. Okay. And when I was here, they were still trying to figure a way to pay for the damn thing. And they couldn't come up with a way to pay for it. So what did they do? Much like the current administration, what they did was they met in the middle of the night and said, we got to pay for this somehow. We got to come up with some money here. And they passed, they changed something called the mortgage tax. Now, in Erie County, and we sell in various counties around here, like Madison County is the rate in Erie County because they don't have a train. The going rate is $4 per thousand in the whole state of New York. But if you're going to zock you for an extra, so it's $9 a thousand. So that extra $5 goes to pay for the train. That doesn't go anywhere, and then almost nobody uses it. I think I've used it twice. When I was down, I mean, I was amazed because I was the only person on the train both times. And I said, well, this is nuts. I just took it from the theater district down to Canal Side. There was nobody on the train. Insanity. But anyway, they had to pay for it. So they passed this law literally in the middle of the night so that no one would hear of it. And it was a done deal, much like this thing. It's like this thing was embedded in the Build Back Better program. It was embedded in page 3,429 somewhere, because no one reads these things. And they put this $5 surcharge. Well, that's a lot of money. And who gets to pay that? When they go to sell their house, there's an extra $5 per thousand on it. Well, it's only $5 per thousand. Okay, let's do the math. If you're selling a $300,000 house, it's an extra $1,500 that you just pay. And here's... When I said, here's the worst part of it, they've been doing it now for so long. And frankly, they probably stopped talking about it maybe a year or two after they passed it. And now we just say, oh, yeah, and the transfer tax is $9 per thousand. And somebody says, well, what's that for? And most agents will just say, hey, listen, I don't know what to tell you. It's the cost of doing business. If you want to buy a house, this is what's going to be. If you want to sell a house, this is what's going to be. And everyone just gets placated, and they go into this zombie-like behavior, and it becomes acceptable. That's wrong. That's wrong. Bad behavior should never be just written off as being acceptable. And that's what's going to happen with this other thing. This thing will become the law of the land. It's never going to get repealed. And, it's like the highway, the toll booths. They take away the toll booths, but they don't take away the tolls. And by the way, the road's been paid for like 12 times, right? But it never goes away. It's just very frustrating to watch the government come in and they come up with these solutions to housing. We have a housing shortage, so this is going to help the housing shortage. In what alternative universe can this possibly help with the housing shortage? All it's going to do is frankly, it's going to piss buyers off that have followed the rules. Versus people that aren't. So, it comes out, it's really simple. I'll give you another example. If you have a score of 659, you're borrowing 75% of your home value, you'll pay a fee equal to 1.5% of the loan balance. 1.5%, okay, point and a half. Okay, point and a half on 100,000, $1,500, okay? Before those changes, you would have paid 2.75% as your fee, okay? So it went down. It's going to go down. On the other hand, if your credit score is good, 740 or higher, or you're going to be paying more, a higher down payment, well, your fee is going to go from 0.25% to 0.375%. again, it's just people are going to be pissed off. Take that back. They're not going to be pissed off. They are pissed off. And they're going to become increasingly more pissed off as we get further into May. May's not going to be a pretty month, as it turns out. Weather-wise, it probably will be in Buffalo because we start getting into summer. Springtime tends to be a little dicey in the Buffalo market, but the summers are glorious, absolutely glorious. You'll find very few places that have a better summer than Buffalo. You never have a day over 100. The humidity is relatively low, and there's flowers everywhere. It's just magnificent. Spring, not so much. But in the housing market, you know, as the articles go on to explain, each of the articles goes on, yeah, they really couldn't have come out at a worse time to do this. When we're still in the midst of growing inflation, you know, whether it's growing by 0.10% or whatever. And anyone that says we don't have inflation is absolutely on fentanyl at this point because I mean, go to the store and look at the prices of food. Look at the prices of anything. It's up. Rents are going through the roof. And they say, well, that's why we're doing this. Yeah, how the hell is this supposed to help rents come down? It's just not a thing. It just, every time I hear about these things that the government comes out with, it reminds me of, again, what Ronald Reagan said. I think I may have this on my tombstone. Hi, I'm here from the government. I'm here to help. Nonsense is this. Every time they try to fix something, they make it worse. They make it absolutely worse. I can remember living in inflationary times. I was just coming out of college when back in the early 70s, and Nixon was trying to wrestle with the inflation thing. And so what does he do? He passes all kinds of restrictions, price ceilings. You couldn't raise the price on this. You couldn't raise the price on that. You couldn't raise the price on this. And everyone said, okay, fine. They all got in line. They did what they were supposed to do, like good little soldiers. And as soon as they took those limitations off, those prices went through the roof. It literally cost Jimmy Carter the election. He was dealing with such an incredibly bad economy that basically he inherited as the aftermath of putting these price restrictions because of inflation. The government steps in. I'm here to help to make it worse. Make it worse. The COVID thing, I think there's more and more people that will argue that, you know what, yeah, the government did a pretty lousy job handling this thing. They could have done a better job handling it. I think that's a major concession, that they could have done a better job. And, you know, people are going to die one way or the other. I don't want to be harsh. I don't want to seem up as a sympathetic. I had friends that died. But the way the government handled it, they killed businesses. They killed people and businesses when people were going to die anyway. And you look at places like Sweden, yeah, they didn't do so much. They didn't kill their economies. Did they lose a few people? Yeah, they lost some people. Everyone lost people. But depending on the way the government responded, you devastated whole factions, economic factions. You know, I'm traveling through Italy, and there was a restaurant up the street, and they're not here anymore. And I said, was that the result of COVID? They said, oh, yeah. It was very matter of fact. COVID killed the business. Killed the business, killed the owner. So the government doesn't always do a good job. And this new law that's coming out has got agents' heads spinning around, and that is probably in anticipation of the fact that they know that the buyer's heads are going to be spinning around. I don't mean to laugh because it's not funny. It isn't funny. And it's especially not funny because we are rewarding bad behavior. The title of this show is supposed to be Real Estate is Cool. Let me say, in order for it to be cool, you got to look at things that are not cool. This is not cool nationally. It's not cool for the government. It's not cool for the people that follow the government, that play by the rules. It's not good as a culture. It's just not good. I mean, it's just very frustrating. I think you're probably getting a sense that I'm frustrated the same way you're going to see more and more people become frustrated by this, these kinds of things. It couldn't have come at a worse time too, because as I said, it's the spring market. It's when housing is supposed to really spike. generally speaking, in May, we have something that used to be referred to as the salmon run. That's when everyone comes out to buy houses because houses come out. We're not seeing that because of the laws of supply and demand. We had artificial interest rates, artificially low interest rates for years, which forced many people, not forced, but it certainly coerced them into refinancing their homes. They should have done that. If they had ever brain, they did that. And just about everyone did. So they essentially bought their own homes back. So they will not be coming on the market. So we have very limited inventory. And now just to put some salt into the buyer's wounds that are going to be paying more money, not just price-wise, but interest rate-wise. But now we're going to add additional closing costs to them if they played by the rules, and only if they played by the rules. How is that supposed to make people feel good? I don't know. Pretty crazy, you ask me. But you didn't ask me, so I'm going to have to tell you. So what do you think of that? I guess it falls under the category of unsolicited advice, which is probably never a good thing. But, you know, somebody's got to talk about it. I mean, it's what it is. Hey, on another note, it's Fair Housing Month. And you know what? I recognize that everyone should own a home if they want to own a home. And they should own a home wherever they want to buy it and wherever they can afford it. And if they can afford to buy a home, there should never, ever be any discrimination based on anything, race, creed, color, all those other things, national origin, there's a whole bunch of different things, physical anomalies, things like that. So, yeah, so it's Fair Housing Month. And you know what? A great ambassador for fair housing or certainly for equal rights was Harry Belafonte. He passed away today. Great guy. I think he was about 96. We used to love to listen to the Banana Boat song. But he and so many others have done such good work to help America become a better place. And so keep fair housing in mind. It's a good thing. And try not to let this change in the interest rate fiasco make you too mental. Don't think of drinking over it. But, you know, it's certainly a concern. And we'll talk about it more in the next weeks. We will not be on the air next week, but we will be on the air the following week. So be there, be square. And Brendan Cunningham saying, hey, real estate cool, as far as I know.